Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. We are back. Today we're in for a fun episode, and it's about how your book can dramatically elevate your business and achieve significant professional growth. So if you've ever wondered about how becoming an author can transform your business, transform your career, this is an episode you want to listen to. And we're going to explore different ways of how your book can grow your business, from establishing yourself as an authority to expanding your network and really creating that long-lasting impact. So let's get into it. The first thing is a book builds authority. So let's discuss now one of the most really compelling reasons to write a book. It's to build authority and credibility. When you write a book, when you're an author, you're doing more than just sharing ideas. You're establishing yourself as the expert in your field. Now, I want you to think about it. Having a book published, it means you've invested the time and effort into deeply understanding and articulating your subject. And that process naturally positions you as the credible source, as the credible authority. And a book is a super powerful way, and it's also a testament to your expertise, and it's a clear indicator of the dedication you have inside your industry, inside your field. So let me now illustrate this. I want to set the scene. Imagine you're in a room full of professionals and you mention that you've written a book on the area of your expertise, on your business, in your industry. Instantly, people are going to be more inclined to see you as that expert. Your book acts as the credential that differentiates you from the other people in your field because you've done the work. And this is going to give you heightened credibility. It's going to lead to invitations for speaking engagements, media opportunities, and so much more. Because it's not just about the book itself. It's about the authority it represents. Again, it's the work you've done, and it's the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put in to get this out into the world, to share your message, to help solve a problem. So that's what a book truly does. It creates authority and credibility. The next thing a book does, it expands your network and your influence. So let's now talk about how writing a book can expand your network and influence. Publishing a book, it opens up a multitude of networking opportunities. When you launch a book, it involves events, interviews, podcast interviews, promotional activities. They're now not just marketing opportunities. Their chances to connect with other professionals, industry leaders, and potential clients. Each of these interactions, they can lead to valuable relationships that might have been harder to establish otherwise. What I've also found is being an author in knowing how to write and publish books, I've been able to get credible people on my podcast just because I've written a book. If I told someone that, yeah, I know how to write and publish books, and I didn't really have any validation behind that, it would have been very difficult for them to say, oh yeah, I'd love to come on your podcast. That credibility, again, of having a book published, of having a book written based on my expertise, that really helps me get guests onto this podcast and network with credible industry experts. So that is something that's really cool, is your book does create valuable relationships that might have, again, been harder to establish. I also want you to think about what happens when you launch your book. You're hosting an event where you're not only presenting your book, but it's also a celebratory moment, but you're also engaging with people who are there. People are asking, oh, what was it like when you wrote the book? You're the most interesting person at that event. And these events can really introduce you to a wider audience, and they can provide you a platform for building connections with people who are interested in your work as well. So when you participate in book-related events, activities, and promotions, you're going to expand your reach and you're going to start to build a network that can support your professional goals as well, which means you're going to grow professionally too, because you're going to be in the room with people who you look up to, who you respect. The third benefit of publishing a book is your book is going to attract new clients and opportunities. So when you publish a book, it is a highly effective strategy for attracting new clients and really exploring new business opportunities as well. Because your book, that is a tangible demonstration of your knowledge, and that is the value that you're bringing to the table. So think of your book as a marketing tool. because you can use it to showcase your expertise in a way that is super engaging and super accessible as well. Anyone can get your book and anyone can learn about you, your message, and what you stand for from anywhere in the world. Now, for example, you might offer your book as a free resource to potential clients. The approach not only helps in generating leads, but it's also going to position you as that expert, because clients who read your book, they're going to feel confident. They're going to feel safe with your abilities, and that's what's going to make them more inclined to work with you.
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode.
So essentially, your book acts as a pre-sale tool, and it's going to make it easier to convert prospects into clients and explore new business avenues. And when you get more prospects, when you get more clients, you are going to grow professionally. Now, the fourth growth benefit of writing a book is enhancing your brand and visibility. So integrating your book into your branding efforts, it's going to create a more cohesive and a real bold and compelling brand message, because your book becomes that central piece of your identity. It not only reflects your insights, your expertise, and the value you offer, it's going to reflect your message and your story that you're sharing. And that's what's going to set you apart. So by promoting your book through various channels, such as your website, social media, speaking engagements, Amazon, you increase visibility, and that's going to strengthen your brand's presence. And in turn, you're going to grow professionally. So let's now look at an example. Imagine you're using your book as a branding campaign. So you're sharing excerpts on social media, you're writing posts, blog posts about the topics covered in your book, and incorporating the book's themes into all your marketing materials. This strategy, it not only boosts the visibility, but it also enhances your overall brand presence. And again, that's going to set you apart from those who don't have a book. And it's also going to make your content creation a whole lot easier. And it's also going to reinforce your position in the industry as well. And finally, let's now consider the lasting impact and legacy that writing a book, that becoming an author brings. Because your book is more than just a book. It is a contribution to your field. It's a contribution to your industry, to what you're passionate about, and to the message you want to share with others. And that is a way to share your expertise with future generations too. So writing a book, it allows you to make a meaningful impact on your industry, and it's a chance to influence others and really provide valuable insights that can benefit people way after your book's published. So think about the legacy you're creating when you write a book. Because your book, it represents your knowledge, it represents your experiences, it represents the message you share and the story you're telling and the problem you're solving, and it continues to provide value to readers long after it's been published. So by sharing your expertise in this way, you're contributing to your field and you're leaving that mark inside your industry that's going to go beyond your professional environment. And if that's not growth, and if that's not professional growth, then I don't know what is. Let's now just take a step back to really look at maximizing the benefits of your book. To fully leverage the benefits of writing a book, consider these strategies. One is strategic promotion. So you want to develop a marketing plan for your book, and then you can promote it across various platforms to reach your target audience, attract new clients, and really create a campaign that might include social media, email marketing, and even partnering up with industry influencers. So a marketing campaign is super important when you publish your book, and that is what's going to help you, again, take that professional growth to another level. The second thing is active engagement. So engage with your audience through book-related events and even throughout the book writing process. When I wrote my book published to Impact, I would always give my email list an update as to what was happening, as to, okay, I'm one chapter in, I'm four chapters in. And it creates that excitement, because when that book is ready for publishing, people want to go out and they want to go buy it. And that's what really helped me become a best-selling author for that book too. So build relationships through your book, because that's going to lead to valuable connections and opportunities as well. Another strategy is to integrate your book as a lead generation tool. So use your book as a tool for business development, which means, again, yeah, using it in your marketing strategy, but offer it as a resource to potential clients and use it to build credibility to generate leads I mean, for Published Impact, I just give my book away all the time. It's just one of those things that when you have a book that it might cost $4 to print, the impact it makes outside of that, inside your business, is so much more. And finally, the last strategy is to build on the success. So use the success of your book to explore new growth opportunities. Continually seek ways to leverage the book's impact to further develop your business and to enhance your personal growth. So whether that could be creating a keynote from the book itself and using that for paid speaking engagements, that is such a powerful thing to do. And you get to refine your speaking skills, you get to refine the content inside your book, and that's just going to help you keep leveling up, keep growing personally, and keep growing professionally as well. So to sum this episode all up, writing and publishing a book, it offers so many benefits for both your business and your professional development, and also your personal development, but more specifically in this episode, your professional growth. So, you know, we've covered building authority, expanding your network to attract clients, and creating a legacy. There's so many advantages, but by strategically leveraging your book and engaging with your audience, you can enhance your brand, you can increase your visibility, and it's going to open up so many more opportunities. The floodgates will open. So if you are considering writing a book and you want to see how it can transform your professional life, join the Idea to Impact waitlist in the show notes, and you will be first to know when spots open up. So thanks for joining in for this episode. Here's to your success, here's to your growth, and here's to you becoming an author.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.